Oh, the raggedy man, he works for Paul, and he's the goodest man ever you saw. He comes to our house every day, and waters the horses, and feeds them hay, and he opens the sheds, and he all is left, but he drives out our little old wobbly calf. And then if our hired girl says he can, he milks the cow for Elizabeth Ann. Maybe an awful good raggedy man, raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. Why, the raggedy man, he's just so good. He splits the kindling and chops the wood. And then he spades in our garden, too, and does most things that boys can't do. He come clean up in our big tree and took the apple down for me. Another and two for Elizabeth Ann. Another and two for the raggedy man. He's the awful kind raggedy man. Raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. And the raggedy man, he knows most rhymes and tells them if I be good sometimes. Knows about giants and griffins and elves and the squidgy-tum squeeze that swallows their shells. And right by the pump in our pasture lot, he showed me a hole that the lungs has got that lives way deep in the ground and can turn into me a little bit of sand or more for the raggedy man. City of the old raggedy man, raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. The raggedy man, one time when he was making a little bonari for me, says, when you're big like your pa is, are you going to keep a fine store like his and be a rich merchant and wear fine clothes, or what are you going to be, goodness knows? And then he laughed at Elizabeth Ann, and I says, I'm going to be a raggedy man. I'm just going to be a nice raggedy man. Raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man.